tonight.
Si tú crees que Dios es digno, alábalo esta
hallelujah.
Noche.
Lift up a voice of triumph.
Hallelujah. Levanta una voz de
shout
triunfo.
Shout unto God, He's been good.
Dale alguna alta voz a Dios.
He's worthy. He's
él es
worthy.
Digno, él es digno. Él es digno.
Does anybody believe that he's worthy?
¿Habrá alguien que cree que es digno?
Has anybody found him to be worthy?
¿Alguien ha encontrado que él es digno?
Can you testify to the goodness of God
¿Puedes
in your
testificar
life?
De la bondad de Dios en tu vida?
Praise God. Well, we have so much to be thankful for.
Tenemos mucho
I want to thank God for the three that went down in the water in Jesus' name this morning.
Le quiero dar gracias a por los tres que fueron bautizados esta mañana.
Brother T had a friend with him and he was baptized in Jesus' name.
Hermano T tenía un amigo con él y él fue bautizado.
And then the two young ladies that were in the altar this morning, they're from the Home Depot activity.
Y las dos jovencitas que estaban aquí fueron bautizadas.
And they've been coming off and on for a while.
Han venido por tiempo, ratos.
But this morning they went down in the water in Jesus' name.
Pero esta mañana fueron bautizados en el nombre de Jesús.
And Madeline received the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Y Madeline recibió el Espíritu Santo.
And we're so very excited about what God is doing.
Y estamos emocionados por lo que está haciendo Dios.
Can you say amen?
¿Podrás decir amén?
Praise God. Now you can be seated. We have a couple of special announcements to make.
Se pueden sentar. Voy a dar unos anuncios especiales.
I want to thank all of those that took part in the wonderful ministry of cleaning yesterday.
Quiero darle gracias a todos los que trabajaron limpiando ayer.
We're going to have a lot of company here in a couple of weeks.
Vamos a tener mucha visita en unas cuantas semanas.
And you did such outstanding work.
Hicieron muy buen trabajo.
And we really appreciate that.
Los agradecemos mucho.
I personally want to give thanks and recognize the New Life Triage team.
Personalmente quiero reconocer al equipo médico de New Life.
That took care of me the other night when I couldn't make it out the back door and kind of laid down on the pew.
Que me ayudaron la otra noche cuando yo estaba ahí enfermo.
I had one on one hand taking my pulse.
Tenían uno en la mano tomando mi pulso.
Another had an Apple Watch on this hand taking giving me an EKG.
El otro estaba checando el pulso del corazón.
Somebody was pricking my finger and taking a little blood to check my blood sugar.
Alguien estaba chequeando la sangre para el azúcar.
And Brother Antoine was standing in the aisle with a jar of peanut butter and a defib unit.
Y hermano Antoine estaba parado con una peanut butter.
He was either going to jack me up with the peanut butter or jack me up with the defib unit.
Y me iba a golpear con la peanut butter.
But I don't know if that's an impromptu team or not, but they were very effective.
Yo no sé, ellos eran muy efectivos en su trabajo.
And I lived and didn't die.
Y yo viví, no morí.
And that's good, but
y eso
you know,
es bueno, pero
Paul said dying is gain.
Pablo dice que el morir es ganancia.
He said dying is a good thing.
Dice el morir es algo bueno.
He said, if I live, I'm here stuck in this body.
Si estoy vivo, estoy atorado en este cuerpo.
But, and I'm absent from him.
Pero estoy ausente de él.
But if I die, I'm in his presence.
Pero si me muero, estoy en su presencia.
Turn to your neighbor and just tell him, we win either way.
Dile a tu vecino, ganamos de todos modos.
Come on, God's people always win.
El pueblo de Dios siempre gana.
That's right. So, I need some kind of special music.
Necesito música especial.
Because we have two
porque tenemos dos
engagement announcements to make.
Compromisos que hacer.
We have two men that have popped the question.
Tenemos dos hombres que han hecho la pregunta.
And two ladies that have answered in the affirmative.
Y dos mujeres que respondieron positivamente.
And we want to advise the church of it because you need to share in the joy.
Y queremos hablar a la iglesia porque tienen que compartir en el gozo.
But you also need to know if you see them behaving in new and different ways.
Pero también tienen que saber si los miran comportándose de una manera especial.
And so the first couple is Brother Josh Collins and Sister Jamie.
La primera pareja es hermano Josh Collins y la Sister Jamie.
Josh, is she here? Then you need to take the flowers to her.
Llévale
she doesn't need to come and get them.
Llévale las flores, Josh.
You got anything? Wedding march or something? Just something. Here he goes with his flowers.
Ahí va con sus flores.
I'll do the play-by-play. And this is on the calendar for
está en el calendario
the middle of October.
Para la mitad de octubre.
All right. Well, that's so fun.
Es divertido.
And the next couple is brother Tim Walker,
el hermano Tim Walker,
and sister Tiffany Fitz.
Y la hermano Tiffany Fitz.
Oh, more flowers.
Oh, más flores.
These guys have walked worked with the ministry here at New Life.
Varones han caminado con el ministerio aquí en Nueva Vida.
And we are glad to be a part of what God is doing in their lives.
Y estamos contentos de ser parte de lo que Dios está haciendo en sus vidas.
And it is always, always exciting.
Y siempre es emocionante.
Praise God. So, isn't it great to be a part of the family of God?
Que no es un privilegio ser parte de la familia de Dios.
Always good things going on.
Siempre cosas buenas sucediendo.
And always a great source of strength.
Y siempre una fuente de fuerza.
Praise God. I really appreciate Brother Antoine.
Aprecio el hermano Antoine.
I appreciate what God is doing in his life.
Aprecio lo que Dios hace en sus vidas.
I think about these boys quite often.
Pienso en estos niños seguido.
And I think about Cynthia.
Y pienso en Cynthia.
And I think about her coming to the house of God and raising her boys in the house.
Y me acuerdo de cuando ella vino a la casa y crió a sus hijos en la casa.
And I really believe that those that have gone on,
y yo creo que los que ya pasaron al otro lado,
are fully aware of what's happening here right now.
Están conscientes de lo que está pasando aquí.
And I'm not going to take the time to give you chapter and verse for it, but I have it.
No te voy a dar capítulo y verso, pero lo tengo.
And I think you're making your mama proud, Antoine.
Y yo pienso que tu mamá está muy orgullosa.
I think you're giving her more joy in heaven, if that's possible.
Yo pienso que le estás dando gozo en el cielo.
Brother Antoine's coming to preach tonight. Lift your hand up toward him and tell him, "Preach to me, preacher."
Apúntale al predicador y le predícame, predicador.
Come on, would you give that hand clap to the Lord right now?
Denle esas palmas al Señor.
Almighty God, we worship you.
Oh Dios eterno, te adoramos.
We praise you, oh God. We magnify your wonderful name, Jesus.
Te magnificamos tu nombre, oh Dios.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm going to ask you to do something that's very disruptive.
Les voy a pedir que hagan algo que es muy disruptivo.
But I feel a bump to do this.
Pero siento algo para hacerlo.
If you are under the age of 35,
si tienes menos de 35 años,
whether you are married or not,
si estás casado o no,
If it seems good to you, I would ask that you come and sit and fill in some of the seats here in the front.
Si te parece bien, quiero que salgas y te sientas acá enfrente.
If we could do that quickly.
Si lo hagan rápidamente.
Now, that being said,
eso se no hecho,
I am not only preaching to 35 and under.
No solo predico a los de 35 y abajo.
Or between the age of 12 and 35.
O entre 12 y 35.
But I am preaching to them first.
Pero le estoy predicando a ellos primero.
Such an honor to be here behind this desk.
Detrás de este púlpito.
This is the house that raised me.
Esta es la casa que me crió.
And I owe so much to this house.
Y le debo mucho a esta casa.
To the people that were my Sunday school teachers and
a las personas que fueran mis maestras.
All the things.
Y todas las cosas.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Man, y'all did good quickly.
Lo hicieron
Give yourselves a hand clap right
Denle
now.
Palmas.
Give honor to Bishop.
Doy honor al obispo.
And Pastor Collins in his absence.
Y el Pastor Collins en su ausencia.
As well as my wife, Siri and Arlo.
Mi esposa y mi familia.
And so good to have my brother-in-law, Rafa, in the house tonight.
Me da gusto tener a mi cuñado en la casa.
Okay, we're going to get right into the word of the Lord. We are going to be in
Rápidamente vamos a ir en la palabra.
2 Kings chapter 2,
Segunda de Reyes 2,
beginning in verse 1.
Empezando en verso 1.
2 Kings chapter 2, beginning in verse 1.
Segunda de Reyes 2.
The Bible says, And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elisha said unto Elisha, Tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. Look at your neighbor and say, I will not leave thee.
Dile a tu vecino, no lo te dejaré.
So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, and I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. Look at your neighbor and say, I will not leave thee.
Dile a tu vecino, no te dejaré.
So they came to Jericho, and the sons of the prophet that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yea, I know it. Hold thy peace. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. One more time, would you look at your neighbor and say, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off. And they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters. And they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thy see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. Let's pray. Mighty God, we love you. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, your provision, oh God. God, I pray that you would touch us here tonight, oh God. God, let your word go forth and let it penetrate our hearts, oh God. God, don't allow us to leave the way that we came, oh God, but change something in us, oh God, that we look more like you. We pray it all in the name of Jesus. Everybody said, in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. I want to talk to us here tonight under the title,
en el título,
The Pursuit of the Call.
La, perseguir el llamamiento.
Pursuit of the Call.
Persiguiendo el llamamiento.
Several months ago, as I began to read this passage as in my just daily study, obviously this is something that we're all very familiar with.
Obvio, esto es algo muy familiar.
But as I read this passage this time, something began to jump out at me.
Pero cuando leí, algo empezó a agarrar mi atención.
And as I began to notice the places that Elijah went,
y puse atención a los lugares donde fue Eliseo.
In this passage of scripture,
Elías fue en estos pasajes.
And I began to ask the question,
y empecé a hacer la pregunta,
what meaneth these places?
¿Qué significa estos lugares?
And it took me on a journey.
Y me tomó en un viaje.
And tonight, I want to take you on that journey.
Y esta noche los quiero llevar en ese viaje.
The first place we find the two here in this passage,
el primer lugar con que llegamos,
is Gilgal.
Es Gilgal.
This is an interesting place. They have just crossed over Jordan.
Es un lugar interesante. Acaban de cruzar el Jordán.
As we look back at the people of Israel,
cuando miramos al pueblo de Israel,
when they find themselves in Gilgal, it is on the heels of crossing the Jordan.
Cuando se encuentran en Gilgal es cuando cruzan el río Jordán.
And they came to that place,
y llegan a ese lugar,
and the Bible says they set up camp.
Y la Biblia dice que hicieron una tienda.
But the Bible also tells us,
pero también la Biblia dice,
that they were circumcised a second time.
Que fueron circuncidados una segunda vez.
You see, Gilgal is a place where things were taken away.
Gilgal es un lugar donde las cosas fueron quitadas.
And so they had been in the wilderness for 40 years.
Estaban en el desierto por 40 años.
And the men of war that had been in covenant with God as they left Egypt had all died.
Y los hombres de guerra que estaban en pacto con Dios ya se habían muerto.
And so here, during the time of the in the wilderness,
en el tiempo del desierto, desierto, en este lugar,
there was a generation that was raised up,
había una generación que fue crecida,
that didn't have that mark of the covenant in their life,
que no tenía esa marca del pacto en su vida.
They were ones that grew up in the wilderness.
Eran los que crecieron en el desierto.
They didn't really know anything about Egypt.
Ellos no sabían nada de Egipto.
But they didn't know a whole lot about the promised land either.
Pero no sabían nada de la promesa tampoco.
But they were the next generation of Israel.
Pero era la siguiente generación de Israel.
And as they crossed over Jordan,
y mientras cruzaban el Jordán,
and they set up camp,
y hicieron su campamento,
in Gilgal.
En Gilgal.
The Bible tells us that they were circumcised a second time.
La Biblia dice que fueron circuncidados la segunda vez.
And so now the covenant of the promise,
ahora el pacto de la promesa,
was upon their life.
Estaba sobre sus vidas.
You see, they lived a certain way in the wilderness.
Vivían una cierta manera en el desierto.
But now that they had crossed over the Jordan,
pero ahora como cruzaron el Jordán,
there were some things that were permissible before.
Habían cosas que eran permitidas antes.
But they are not permissible on this side of
Jordan. Pero ya no son permitidos en este lado del Jordán.
I want to tell you here tonight,
te quiero decir aquí esta noche,
that maybe you have been living in a place right now,
que tal vez viviste en un lugar ahorita,
where you have been living at a certain standard,
donde tenías unas ciertas reglas,
and you have allowed some things to go on in your life,
y permitías que cosas sucedieran en tu vida.
But I want you to understand something here tonight.
Pero quiero que entiendas algo esta noche.
As you pursue the call,
mientras persigues el llamamiento,
there's a place called Gilgal.
Hay un lugar que se llama Gilgal.
Where you've got to make a covenant for yourself.
Donde tienes que hacer un pacto por ti mismo.
The covenant of the previous generation won't do it for you.
El pacto de la generación anterior no te va a
hacer. But you've got to let go of some things in your life.
Pero tienes que soltar cosas en tu vida.
There are things that are okay in the wilderness.
Hay cosas que están bien en el desierto.
But they can't live in the promised land.
Pero no pueden vivir en la promesa.
If this generation is to walk into victory,
si esta generación va a caminar en victoria,
there are some hard things we've got to do.
Hay cosas difíciles que tenemos que hacer.
And if you want to go further than Gilgal,
y si quieres ir más allá de Gilgal,
you've got to let some things go.
Tienes que soltar unas cosas.
Would you clap your hands unto the Lord right now?
Aplaudan sus manos esta noche.
As you are coming of age,
como estás agarrando edad,
there are some things that your parents tolerate.
Hay cosas que tus padres están dispuestos a tolerar.
But as you become a man,
pero mientras te haces un hombre,
there are things that life won't tolerate.
Hay cosas que la vida no tolera.
You can operate as a certain way during a certain season of your life.
Puedes operar de una manera en una temporada de tu vida.
But there comes a point.
Pero llega un punto.
Where you have to have your own resolve.
Donde tienes que tener tu propio compromiso.
There comes a point.
Viene un punto.
Where you have to have your own convictions.
Donde tienes que tener tus propias convicciones.
There comes a point in your life.
Viene un punto en tu vida.
Where what you have been doing before won't do now.
Lo que estabas haciendo antes no puede hacer ahorita.
There are things.
Hay cosas.
That are expedient.
Que son convenientes.
But not lawful.
Pero no son legales.
There are things that are technically okay.
Hay cosas que técnicamente están bien.
You're not breaking a rule.
No estás quebrando una regla.
But it's not the type of thing that will cause you to be successful.
Pero no es la cosa que causa el éxito.
In the promised land.
En la promesa.
We're talking about the pursuit of the call.
Hablamos del persiguiendo el llamamiento.
There is a place where you can live where you are comfortable.
Hay un lugar donde vives donde estás con comodidad.
There's a place where you can live where there's not much demanded of you.
Hay un lugar donde no hay muchos querido de ti.
But as you begin to walk into victory,
pero cuando empiezas a caminar en victoria,
and as you begin to enter into the promised land,
y cuando empiezas a entrar en la tierra prometida,
there will be more things demanded of you.
Van a haber más cosas requeridas de ti.
There will be more things that you have to do.
Van a haber más cosas que tienes que hacer.
There will be some things that you have to lay down.
Hay cosas que tienes que poner abajo.
And you may say this has been okay for a long time.
Y puedes decir eso está bien por mucho tiempo.
But not in the place where God is called.
Pero no en el lugar donde Dios nos está llamando a caminar.
There are some things that you've got to lay down if you're going to walk in the promised land.
Hay cosas que tienes que soltar si quieres caminar.
There are some commitments you're going to have to make if you're going to walk in full victory.
Hay compromisos que tienes que hacer si vas a tener victoria.
I want you to notice here.
Quiero que pongan atención.
That Elijah,
que Elías,
at every stop,
en cada lugar,
he said, "Why don't you just tarry here?"
Le dijo, quédate aquí.
And I'll go.
Y yo voy.
I want you to understand something here, young people.
Quiero que entiendas algo aquí, joven.
That along the way,
que en el camino,
As God is nudging you for more,
como Dios te está pidiendo más,
there's always going to be a way of escape.
Siempre va a haber una salida.
There's always going to be somebody that says, you know what, you don't have to do that much.
Siempre va a haber alguien que dice, no tienes que hacer eso.
There's always going to be some logic from this world that says, you don't have to really take it that far.
Siempre va a haber lógica que no tienes que hacer eso realmente.
He said, why don't you tarry here for a while?
¿Por qué no te quedes aquí?
But if you do that,
pero si haces eso,
you stay in Gilgal.
Te quedas en Gilgal.
You don't get to the place where there's the double portion.
No vas a llegar a la doble porción.
You don't get to the place where you walk in anointing.
No vas a llegar con unción.
You don't get to the place where you are at the mountaintop.
No llegarás a la montaña.
If you're comfortable in Gilgal.
Si estás cómodo en Gilgal.
Because at Gilgal,
porque en el Gilgal,
there are some things that are demanded of
hay
you.
Cosas que son requeridas.
There are some things that are required of you.
Hay cosas que son requeridas.
But only if you're interested.
Pero solo si estás interesado.
How high would you like to go?
¿Qué tan alto quieres ir?
How far would you like to go?
¿Qué tan lejos quieres caminar?
You see, Brother Ben, they were already technically in the promised land.
Hermano Ben, técnicamente ya estaban en la promesa.
So you can hang out right at the entrance and say, I'm good here.
Te puedes quedar en la entrada y decir, estás bien.
But I want you to know that even though they were walking in promise,
pero aunque estaban caminando en promesa,
we serve a God that is infinite.
Servimos a un Dios que es infinito.
We serve a God that has more.
Servimos a un Dios que tiene más.
We serve a God that is no limit.
Servimos a un Dios que no tiene límites.
We serve a God that is greater.
Servimos a un Dios que es más grande.
We serve a God that has more places for you to go.
Servimos a un Dios que tiene más lugares.
I want you to know as greatest things are right now.
Las cosas se ven grandes ahorita.
God has more for you.
Pero Dios tiene más para ti.
God wants to take you higher.
Dios te quiere llevar más alto.
God wants to see His will unfold in your life.
Dios quiere ver su voluntad en tu vida.
But it may cost you some things.
Pero te va a costar algo.
It may demand some things of you.
Va a requerir cosas de ti.
But I'm here to tell you it's worth the sacrifice.
Pero te digo es cuesta
el
sacrificio.
It's worth the laying down.
El sacrificio lo vale.
It's worth the dying to self.
Está bien que te mueras a ti mismo.
It is the pursuit of the call.
Estamos persiguiendo el llamamiento.
The language pursuit,
el lenguaje perseguir,
it is aggressive,
es agresivo,
it is pursuing,
es perseguir,
that we are talking about,
lo que estamos hablando esta noche.
But there will always be a place,
pero siempre va a haber un lugar,
where you can stop and say, okay, that's,
donde puedes parar.
That's enough.
Y decir, es suficiente.
We made it across Jordan.
Ya cruzamos el Jordán.
And so we're good.
So estamos bien.
This was a place,
este era un lugar,
where Saul was anointed king.
Donde Saúl fue ungido rey.
And Samuel gathered the people and said, let's renew the kingdom.
Y Samuel reunió la gente y vamos a renovar el reino.
This is a place of new beginning.
Es el lugar de nuevos comienzos.
This is a place where you can lay some things down.
Es un lugar donde puedes dejar unas cosas.
But you also pick some things up.
Pero también levantas algo.
How many is excited about the opportunity in the kingdom of God here tonight?
¿Cuántos están emocionados por la oportunidad?
The Bible tells us,
la Biblia nos dice,
in verse 2, and Elijah said unto Elisha,
en verso 2, Eliseo,
tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And so they went down to Bethel. And so as you look at the significance of Bethel,
miras la historia y fueron a Betel,
the first place that you're going to find mentioned,
el primer lugar donde mencionan,
is Jacob when he goes there after he leaves,
Jacob va allí cuando se va,
his home,
su hogar.
And this is the first place,
y este es el primer lugar,
where God speaks directly,
donde Dios habla directamente,
to Jacob,
a Jacob.
Up until now, as you look at the narrative,
antes, cuando mires la historia,
he has mostly been informed by his mom.
Ha sido contado por su mamá.
She came up with the plan.
Ella vino con el plan.
And she told him which way he should go.
Su mamá le dijo dónde tienes que ir.
But when he gets to Bethel,
pero cuando llega a Betel,
he has a dream.
Él tiene un sueño.
And God begins to directly speak to him.
Y Dios directamente habla con él.
How many understand here tonight?
¿Cuándo se entendían esta noche?
As Brother Sutton was just talking about,
mientras Brother Sutton estaba hablando,
I am first among us.
Yo soy primero aquí.
Who is thankful for a praying mama?
Que estoy agradecido por una mamá.
I am thankful for praying parents.
Una mamá que está orando.
I am thankful for a mom and dad that knew how to pray.
Agradecido por padres que saben orar.
That knew how to get a hold of God.
Que saben agarrar a Dios.
They prayed prayers for me that I believe that are still being fulfilled.
Oraron oraciones que aún están funcionando en mi vida.
I believe that her prayers and my father's prayers are all involved in the things that are happening right now.
Yo creo que las oraciones que ellos oraron están en mi vida.
But I understand as a young man.
Pero yo entiendo como un joven.
That I need more than just the prayers of my parents.
Que yo necesito más que las oraciones de mis
but
padres.
I have to get to a place
pero
like Bethel.
Que llegar a un lugar como Betel.
Where I learn to have conversation with God myself.
De yo aprendo a hablar con Dios directamente.
I have to learn to get to a place.
Tengo que aprender a llegar a un lugar.
Where I am available for God to speak to me directly.
Donde estoy disponible que Dios me hable directamente.
It's the will of God, young person.
Es la voluntad de Dios, joven.
For you to develop a life of prayer.
Que desarrolles una vida de oración.
Where you can hear the voice of God.
Donde escuchas la voz de Dios.
Where God can begin to speak to you.
Donde Dios puede empezar a hablar.
I want to encourage you here tonight.
Quiero animarlo esta noche.
That you are not too young for God to speak to you.
Que no estás tan joven que Dios no te
pueda hablar. You are not too long, young for God, for you to speak to God.
No estás tan joven para que puedas hablar con Dios.
If you want to pursue the call of God.
Si quieres seguir el llamamiento de Dios.
Learn how to pray.
Enséñate a orar.
Learn how to send prayers up to God.
Aprende a orar a Dios.
But also learn how to listen.
Pero también aprende a escuchar.
Also learn how to commune with God.
Aprende cómo tener comunión con Dios.
Bethel was the house of God.
Betel era la casa de Dios.
And in this place, Jacob began to dwell in that house.
Y en este lugar, Jacob empezó a vivir en ese lugar.
It is so important.
Es tan importante.
That as you navigate your adolescence and your young adult years,
cuando navegas tu adolescencia y tu juventud,
that you don't just learn how to talk to God,
que no solo aprendes a hablar a Dios,
but you learn how to listen to God.
Pero aprendes cómo escuchar.
Because a lot of times we can get into the presence of God,
porque muchas veces llegamos a la presencia de Dios,
and we can begin to pray our will,
y empezamos a orar nuestra voluntad.
But as you press in beyond that place,
pero cuando empujas más allá de ese lugar,
you get to a place to where you lay your needs before him.
Llegas a un lugar donde dejas tus preocupaciones
and
ahí.
You lay what you have before him.
Y dejas lo que tienes ahí.
And you begin to listen for that still small voice.
Y empiezas a escuchar esa voz.
You begin to listen for what thus saith the word of God.
Empiezas a escuchar lo que dice la palabra.
For direction.
Por dirección.
For impartation.
Para impartación.
We're talking about pursuing the call.
Estamos hablando de perseguir el llamamiento.
We're talking about chasing after the greatness in the kingdom of God.
Estamos persiguiendo la grandeza de Dios.
How many want to go beyond where you're standing right now?
¿Cuántos quieren ir más allá donde estás ahorita?
How many of you looking for more tonight?
¿Cuántos buscan por más esta noche?
How many of you looking to walk in a place higher than where you are right now?
¿Cuántos quieren caminar en un lugar más alto que donde
estás? Oh, I need for you to know here tonight.
Quiero que sepas esta noche.
That God is trying to position you.
Que Dios te quiere posicionar.
But we've got to learn to listen for that voice.
Pero tenemos que aprender a escuchar.
God, speak to me.
Dios, háblame.
God, tell me what you would have me to do.
Dios, dime lo que tengo que hacer.
God, give me direction.
Dios, dame dirección.
Praise God. You understand that as we travel along the road,
entiendas mientras caminamos en esta carretera,
as we pursue the things of God at a greater level,
mientras perseguimos el camino de Dios,
the risk,
el riesgo,
involved,
involucrado,
Brother Josh, they get higher and higher.
Hermano Josh, se pone más y más grande.
The further that we go,
entre más avanzamos,
and the cost begins to rise.
Y el costo empieza a subir.
The things that are asked of us,
las cosas que Dios nos pide.
If you have ever been aware of a police chase.
Si estás averiguado de una que el policía está correteando.
They are in hot pursuit.
Están persiguiendo calientemente.
But oftentimes.
Pero muchas veces.
It can get to a place.
Puede llegar a un lugar.
Where the risks are too high.
Donde el riesgo es muy alto.
To continue the pursuit.
Para continuar persiguiendo.
And so when they call off the chase.
So cuando dejan de perseguir.
Conventional wisdom would say that was wise.
El entendimiento dice que eso fue sabio.
But when you are talking about things of the spirit,
pero cuando hablas de las cosas espiritual,
and as you pursue after those
y mientras
things,
persigues esas cosas,
as you go higher in the things of God,
mientras vas más alto en el camino de Dios,
and it begins to cost you more
y
and more,
empieza a costar más y más,
This game and that book.
Este juego y ese libro.
This friend and going to that place.
Este amigo ir a ese lugar.
The risk and the cost begin to go up.
El riesgo y el costo empieza a subir.
But we don't listen to conventional wisdom in this pursuit.
Pero no seguimos inteligencia de este mundo.
The kingdom of God is onward and upward.
El reino de Dios es adelante y hacia arriba.
And so my pursuit has to match that.
So cuando yo estoy persiguiendo es así.
It doesn't matter the cost.
No importa el costo.
It doesn't matter the inconvenience.
No importa la inconveniencia.
It doesn't matter the sacrifice.
No importa el sacrificio.
I am committed to the pursuit of the call.
Comprometido al seguimiento.
Because there's something on the inside of me.
Porque hay algo adentro de mí.
That wants more than I have right now.
Que quiere más de lo que tengo ahorita.
There's something on the inside of me.
Hay algo adentro de mí.
That wants to go to a higher level.
Que quiere ir a otro nivel más alto.
There's something on the inside of me.
Hay algo adentro de mí.
That's not satisfied with where I am.
Que no está satisfecho donde estoy.
But God, I want you.
Pero yo quiero.
I want more.
Yo quiero más.
And I want to go higher.
Yo quiero ir más alto.
Clap your hands unto the Lord right now.
Aplaude tus manos ahorita.
And as you begin to pursue this journey,
y cuando persigues este viaje,
it begins to set you apart.
Te empieza a dejar apartado.
It begins to cause you to be isolated in some ways.
Te empieza a aislar en unas maneras.
Oftentimes you have to make your way through the wilderness place.
Muchas veces tienes que pasar por un desierto.
How many know that the wilderness is a lonely place?
¿Cuántos saben que el desierto es solo?
But the wilderness will teach you some things.
Pero el desierto te enseña algo.
The wilderness will refine some things on the inside of you.
El desierto puede ayudar adentro de ti.
When you're walking in the wilderness place,
cuando caminas en tu desierto,
when you're between this place and that place,
cuando estás entre este lugar y aquel lugar,
and it feels like you're wandering just a little bit,
y se siente que estás perdido un poquito,
what the wilderness will teach you,
lo que te enseña el desierto,
is that it will strip away all pretense,
es que te va a quitar toda excusa,
all the things that we feel like are important,
todo lo que sentimos que es importante,
and it will cause us to be face to face,
y causa que estemos cara a cara,
with the things that really matter,
con las cosas que realmente son importantes.
The newest trend,
el nuevo nuevo moda.
And what's happening on social media?
Y lo que pasa en las redes sociales.
That really does feel so important.
Que se siente tan importante.
And what people are saying and doing, and how they feel about this issue and that issue.
Y lo que están haciendo las personas y cómo se sienten en sus opiniones.
There is a desire to feel relevant.
Hay un deseo para ser importante.
And we are looking for direction oftentimes.
Y buscamos por dirección muchas veces.
And not even realizing it.
Y ni siquiera nos damos cuenta.
And so in those moments,
so en esos momentos,
we have to be aware.
Tenemos que estar conscientes.
Where we find our direction.
Donde encontramos la dirección.
Because the news will tell you how to think.
Porque las noticias te dicen cómo pensar.
Social media will tell you what to think.
Las redes te dicen qué pienses.
It'll tell you how to feel.
Te dice cómo tienes que sentirte.
And you're just there browsing.
Y estás ahí nomás mirando.
Not even realizing how you're being affected.
Ni te das cuenta de la influencia.
But I wonder if we can put that down sometimes.
Pero me pregunto si lo podemos poner abajo un lado.
And go to a place called Bethel.
Y vamos a un lugar que se llama Betel.
And begin to have a conversation with God.
Y empezamos a hablar con Dios.
And be intentional about direction.
Y tener intención de la dirección.
Be intentional about knowing the heart of God.
Tener intención buscando el corazón de Dios.
Being intentional about knowing which way He wants us to go.
Teniendo intención para conocer el camino.
So that we're not swayed by every wind of doctrine.
Para que no estemos volteados.
So that we know where we're going,
para que sepamos dónde vamos,
as we are in pursuit,
cuando lo seguimos,
of the call,
al llamamiento.
Would you lift up your hands right now and
levanten
begin to
sus
pray
manos
right
ahorita
now?
Y empiecen a orar.
Come on, let's lift up our voice right now.
Vamos a levantar la voz.
Let's pray right now.
Vamos a orar ahorita.
Mighty God, we worship you, God. We magnify your wonderful name, O God. There's none else like you, O God, in all the heavens and the earth, O God. Oh God, come on, let's just press in for just a moment.
Vamos
right
a orar
now.
Un poquito más.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
The next place they find themselves.
Al siguiente lugar donde llegan.
It's Jericho.
Es Jericó.
Jericho is an interesting story.
Jericó es una historia interesante.
You see, the word of Israel, the Israelites coming across Jordan, had already spread throughout the land.
Las noticias que Israel cruzó el Jordán ya fue conocido.
The Bible tells us that their hearts were melted like wax.
La dice que su corazón estaban lleno de miedo.
They were sore afraid.
Tenían mucho miedo.
So when the Israelites get to this place called Jordan,
cuando los israelitas llegan a este lugar llamado Jordán,
they were all shut up.
Estaban todos atados.
Nobody was going in and nobody was coming out.
Estaban escondidos en la ciudad.
And Israel, the Israelites get there.
Y los israelitas llegan ahí.
And Joshua gives them direction.
Y Josué les da dirección.
And he tells them to begin to march around the walls.
Y les dicen que empiecen a marchar alrededor de las paredes.
Now Jericho had a reputation.
Jericó tenía reputación.
The walls of Jericho more specifically
las
had a reputation.
Paredes de Jericó tenían reputación.
They were said to be impenetrable.
Iban, que no podían ser pasadas.
And here were the Israelites.
Y aquí estaban los israelitas.
And the direction for them is,
y la dirección de ellos es,
to march around the walls.
Marchar alrededor de esas paredes.
And they begin to march.
Y empezaron a marchar.
As they are instructed.
Como fueron la instrucción.
Now Elijah, it doesn't seem logical.
Elías no es lógico.
But what they're walking in here.
Pero cuando están caminando.
Even though they don't have a sword.
Aunque no tienen espada.
Or they're not using an arrow.
O no están usando la flecha.
They're not using conventional weapons here.
No están usando armas lógicas.
But the weapon that they are using.
Pero la arma que están usando.
Is obedience,
es obediencia,
and faith.
Y fe.
You see, if you're going to walk in the place where of a double portion,
si vas a caminar en el lugar de doble porción,
you've got to learn how to walk in obedience and in faith.
Vas a caminar con obediencia y fe.
I'm telling you, it feels real silly as you're marching around the walls.
Se siente muy raro marchar alrededor de la pared.
The first day,
el primer día,
and it seems like nothing's happening.
Y nada está sucediendo.
And you're quiet.
Y estás calladito.
Nobody's talking.
Y nadie está hablando.
But we're marching.
Pero estamos marchando.
Oh, I want you to understand that you are building something in the invisible.
Quiero que entienda, estás haciendo algo en lo invisible.
You are doing war in the spirit world.
Estás guerreando en el mundo espiritual.
When you walk in that quiet place of obedience.
Cuando caminas en ese lugar callado.
And standing to see the salvation of the Lord.
De obediencia y parado para mirar la salvación.
Walking in a place of obedience.
Caminando en lugar de obediencia.
Where God can begin to guide the hands of the warriors.
De Dios puede empezar a guiar las manos de los guerreros.
And affect the hands of your enemy.
Y afectar las manos del enemigo.
And God is able to do supernatural things.
Y Dios puede hacer cosas sobrenaturales.
Because you're walking in a place.
Porque caminas en un lugar.
Of faith.
De fe.
And obedience.
Y obediencia.
I want you to know that this is a powerful tool in your arsenal.
Esto es un arma poderosa en tu arsenal.
I want you to understand that when you come up against something that's bigger than you are,
cuando estás enfrentado a algo que es más grande que tú,
you've got a safe place to stand.
Tú tienes un lugar seguro para pararte.
You get in line with the word of God.
Te alineas con la palabra de Dios.
And there's no wall that can stop you.
Y no hay nada que te detenga.
There's no enemy that can defeat you.
No hay nada que te puede derrotar.
There's no enemy that can come up against you.
No hay enemigo que puede venir.
Oh, I want somebody to know here tonight.
Quiero que alguien sepa esta noche.
That as you walk in the place of faith.
Que cuando caminas en lugar de fe.
And you heed to the word of God.
Y obedeces la palabra de Dios.
You are a foe that cannot be defeated.
Eres algo que no puede ser derrotado.
You are taking a stand on the word of God.
Te estás parando en la palabra de Dios.
And there's nothing.
Y no hay nada.
You know, we serve a God that is undefeated.
Servimos un Dios que no ha perdido.
Undefeated.
No ha perdido.
He is the undisputed champion.
Es el campeón, el campeón.
He has won every battle.
Ha ganado cada batalla.
I'm not undefeated.
Yo no estoy sin derrotas.
But he's undefeated.
Pero él está sin derrota.
And so if I'm smart here,
so si estoy inteligente,
I'm going to find a way to attach myself to his record.
Voy a encontrar manera de conectarme a su récord.
And I want to tell you here tonight.
Y te quiero decir esta noche.
That happens in faith.
Que eso sucede en fe.
And obedience.
Y obediencia.
You may not understand why we do everything that we do.
Tal vez no entiendes por qué hacemos todo lo que hacemos.
You know, you may not understand the details of why we live the way that we live.
Tal vez no entiendes los detalles de por qué vivimos
but
así.
But I want you to know that there is a safe place for you here
pero
tonight.
Quiero que sepas hay un lugar seguro aquí.
That as you align yourself with the word of God.
Cuando te alineas con la palabra de Dios.
Arrows that are shot blindly.
Las flechas que son tiradas.
They won't penetrate you.
No te penetrarán.
The enemy that's building up an attack against you.
El enemigo que está
queriendo atacarte.
They don't stand a chance.
No tienen ninguna oportunidad.
Because you've got the word of God on
Porque
your side.
Tienes la palabra de Dios a tu lado.
You are standing in a place.
Estás parado en un lugar.
Where you can walk in victory.
Donde caminas en victoria.
And beyond victory.
Y más allá de victoria.
You can walk in dominion.
Puedes caminar en dominio.
It is the pursuit of the call.
Es persiguiendo el llamamiento.
I'm talking about
Estoy hablando
being in a place
de estar en un lugar
where you go beyond what is required of you.
Donde más allá lo que es requerido.
I'm talking about living in a place
Hablo de vivir en un lugar
where you're not looking for the least that you can do.
Donde no estás mirando lo menos que tienes que hacer.
We're already on the other side of Jordan.
Ya estamos en el otro lado del Jordán.
We're already technically
ya estamos
here where the promised land is.
En la tierra prometida.
Crossing the Jordan is a big deal.
Cruzando el Jordán es algo grande.
That's a really big deal.
Es algo muy grande.
But it's not the end of the road.
Pero no es el final de la carretera.
You can't stay in Gilgal.
Te puedes quedar en Gilgal.
Just over.
No más allá.
The line of demarcation.
La línea de que da la marca.
But at Gilgal, there was a second separation.
Pero en Gilgal había una separación segunda.
Understanding that you are holy.
Entendiendo que eres santo.
That you are living in holiness.
Estás viviendo en santidad.
Which means that you are set apart.
Significa que estás apartado.
For the exclusive use of God.
Para el uso exclusivo de Dios.
That's not a small thing.
Eso no es algo pequeño.
That's not a casual thing.
Eso no es algo casual.
Which is why we take what we do so serious.
Por eso tomamos esto tan en serio.
Because we want to be holy vessels.
Porque queremos ser santos.
In the hand of a mighty God.
Instrumentos en la mano de Dios grande.
But in order to operate.
Pero para poder operar.
In dominion.
En dominio.
And to occupy the land.
Y ocupar la tierra.
We can't live at the minimums.
No podemos vivir en lo mínimo.
Which Bishop,
Obispo,
what time did you get here this morning?
¿Cuándo llegaste esta mañana?
6:30.
6:30.
For over 36 years,
por más de 36 años,
he and his family have been sacrificing
él y su familia ha estado sacrificando
for what we see here tonight.
Por lo que miramos esta noche.
God doesn't trust you with this type of revival.
Dios no te confía con esta clase de avivamiento.
Operating at the minimum.
Operando en lo mínimo.
But when there is much suffering.
Pero cuando hay mucho sufrimiento.
And there is much sacrifice.
Y hay mucho sacrificio.
You're someone that's worthy of the suffering.
Eres alguien que es digno del sufrimiento.
You are someone that God can trust with revival.
Eres alguien que Dios puede confiar con el avivamiento.
I am blessed with a wonderful wife.
Estoy bendecido con una esposa hermosa.
Praise God. And I am so glad.
Y estoy tan agradecido.
That she doesn't just do enough to maintain Arlo.
Que no solo hace lo mínimo para mantener a Arlo.
And to raise him.
Y para crecerlo.
She's not operating at the minimum, the least I can get by with.
No está operando en lo mínimo.
But I want you to know that there is a revival here in Birmingham, Alabama.
Pero quiero que sepas hay un avivamiento en esta ciudad.
I said there is a revival here in Birmingham, Alabama.
Dije hay un avivamiento en esta ciudad.
We've been seeing revival, but I want you to know that God is not limited.
Pero Dios no está en el límite.
To what we have already seen.
A lo que nomás hemos visto.
I want you to know that God has greater than what we have seen thus far.
Quiero que Dios tenga más grande para lo que
hemos
visto.
There are more babies to be birthed
than
these altars.
Hay más bebés que se han nacido en este altar.
There's a great outpouring to be had here in this city.
Hay un derramamiento grande para esta ciudad.
I want you to know that prophecy is on our side.
Quiero que sepas la profecía está a nuestro
God
lado.
God has big plans for this place.
Dios tiene grandes planes para este lugar.
And this people.
Y este pueblo.
But we want to be a people.
Queremos ser un pueblo.
That God can trust with babies.
Que Dios puede confiar con bebés.
We want to be a people.
Queremos ser un pueblo.
That knows. Here's a difficult thing.
Que sabe esto es algo difícil.
Is to be exposed to greatness.
Que es estar cerquitas a la grandeza.
And pursue greatness.
Y seguir la grandeza.
Brother Daniel, when you live around greatness,
hermano Daniel, cuando vives alrededor de la grandeza,
unfortunately,
desafortunadamente,
sometimes,
a veces,
it can cause you to be lackadaisical about pursuing greatness.
No tengas enfoque para seguir la grandeza.
Because it's already here.
Porque ya está aquí.
There's already greatness here.
Ya hay grandeza.
God's already poured out incredible revival.
Dios ya ha hecho gran avivamiento.
But I don't believe that's the people that I'm preaching to here tonight.
Yo no creo que ese es el pueblo que estoy predicando.
I believe that I'm preaching to a people.
Yo creo que lo estoy predicando un pueblo.
That understand what it's like to be around greatness.
Que entiende lo que es estar alrededor de
but
grandeza.
For my individual life.
Pero para mi vida individual.
As it is connected to the whole.
Como está conectado al entero.
I want to pursue greatness.
Quiero seguir la grandeza.
I want to add to what God's already
quiero
doing.
Agregar a lo que Dios ya está haciendo.
I want to play a part in the revival God's pouring out.
Quiero jugar una parte en este avivamiento.
I don't want to just sit back and be impressed by all the stuff that's happening.
No quiero nomás impresionarme por lo
but
que está
I
pasando.
Want to put my hands to the plow.
Pero quiero poner mi mano en la
I want to put my hands in the dirt.
Quiero poner mi mano en la tierra.
And help build what God wants built in this city.
Y ayudar a construir lo que Dios hizo
God,
en esta ciudad.
God, I will give you the minimums.
Dios no te da el mínimo.
But I'll give you the maximum.
Dios te va a dar lo máximo.
God, I'll go to Gilgal and give up some things.
Dios voy a dejar las cosas.
I'll go to Bethel and learn how to dwell in your presence.
Voy a aprender a vivir en tu presencia.
But God, I'll also go to Jericho.
Pero también voy a Jericó.
And learn how to be obedient to your word.
Y aprender a ser obediente a tu palabra.
And full of faith to do your work.
De fe para hacer tu obra.
Would you clap your hands right now unto the Lord?
Aplaude tus manos ahorita.
It has occurred to me,
me ha llegado,
as I navigated the story,
mientras navegué esta historia,
that the past
que el pasado
walks with the present.
Camina con el presente.
Yesterday
ayer
walks with today.
Camina con hoy.
And so you may be in a place
so tú tal vez estás en un lugar
where you are making sacrifices today,
donde haces sacrificios hoy,
but you don't see the fruit of it immediately.
Pero no ves el fruto inmediatamente.
But I want you to know and encourage you here tonight,
pero quiero que sepas, te quiero animar,
that as you make sacrifices here tonight,
que cuando haces sacrificios esta noche,
you'll see the fruit of it tomorrow.
Verás el fruto mañana.
You see, the past always walks with the present.
El pasado siempre camina con el
That's
presente.
Why Elijah and Elisha walked together for a season of
por
time.
Por eso Elías y Eliseo caminaron juntos.
And the sacrifices that you make today,
y los sacrificios que haces hoy,
they will directly affect your future tomorrow.
Directamente afectan tu futuro mañana.
Oh, I want somebody right now to understand that there's no wasted sacrifice.
Que alguien que entienda, no hay sacrificio que está despreciado.
You may be suffering right now.
Tal vez estás sufriendo ahorita.
But God won't let your suffering go unnoticed.
Pero Dios no deja que tus sufrimientos se vayan vano.
He'll bottle up every tear that you cry.
Él guarda cada lágrima que estás tirando.
The psalmist said, I cried unto the Lord.
El salmista dice, llamé al Señor.
And he heard me.
Y él me oyó.
Oh, you may cry here today.
Tal vez llores hoy.
But I want you to know that we don't serve a God that can't hear.
Pero quiero que sepas, servimos a un Dios
we
que
don't
puede
serve
oír.
A God that won't respond.
Servimos a un Dios que sí responde.
And so you may have to walk in some difficult places.
So, tal vez caminas en dificultades.
But God responds to his people.
Pero Dios responde a su pueblo.
God hears the cries of his people.
Dios escucha el clamor.
And he says, setting you up
y él te está preparando
to walk in victory
para caminar en victoria
and dominion.
Y dominio.
So don't stop
so no
on
te
the road.
En el camino.
Don't fall short of the double portion.
No te caigas corto de la doble porción.
But somebody continue to pursue the call.
Pero alguien siga el llamado.
Somebody begin to pursue the call.
Que alguien persiga el llamado.
God wants to unfold greatness in your life.
Dios quiere desarrollar grandeza en tu vida.
Clap your hands unto the Lord right
Aplaudan
now.
Sus manos aquí.
And so I want to remind you
Los quiero acordar
that every place they visited,
que cada lugar que fueron,
he was given the option to tarry here.
Fue dado la opción de quedarse ahí.
Hadley, there's always a place to get off the train.
Hadley, siempre hay oportunidad para salir.
There's always a place to get comfortable.
Siempre hay lugar para ponerte cómodo.
But the people who stay on the train
Pero el pueblo que se queda en el tren
are the people that have made up their mind.
Son los que han tomado una decisión.
I'm going to continue to pursue.
Voy a continuar perseguir.
I'm going to continue to chase after.
Voy a continuar persiguiendo.
I think about Ruth.
Pienso de Ruth.
And after tragedy visits her life,
y después que la tragedia viene a su vida,
Naomi tells her to just go back to where you're from and just live out your days.
Naomi le dice, vete donde estás y sigue tu vida.
And I'll tell you,
y yo te digo,
that had Ruth taken her up on that offer,
si Ruth hubiera seguido ese consejo,
nobody would blame her.
Nadie le hubiera echado la culpa.
But we also probably wouldn't know who she was.
Pero no hubiéramos sabido quién era.
But there was something on the inside of her.
Pero había algo adentro de ella.
That said, I have seen this God.
Que dijo, yo he visto este Dios.
And I want to pursue him.
Y lo quiero perseguir.
And I am interested in having everything that I can.
Y estoy interesado en tener todo lo que puedo agarrar.
In this kingdom of God.
En este reino de Dios.
And so if you're wondering how to find Boaz.
So si te preguntas cómo encontrar a Boaz.
Keep pursuing the call.
Sigue persiguiendo el llamado.
If you're wondering how to ascend to the hill of the Lord.
Si te preguntas cómo llegar a tu montaña.
Keep pursuing the call.
Sigue persiguiendo el llamado.
Oh, you've got to let something dark get on the inside. Of you. You've got to let some fight get on the inside of you.
Deja que el fuego se prenda dentro de ti.
And say, no matter what opportunity comes,
no importa qué oportunidad llegue,
I'm going to pursue the call.
Yo seguiré el llamado.
No matter what distraction comes
no
my way,
importa la distracción que venga,
I am determined to pursue the call.
Estoy determinado a seguir.
No matter how uncomfortable it becomes,
no importa la incomodidad,
I'm going to pursue the call.
Yo voy a seguir el llamado.
No matter how easy they may make other things sound,
no importa qué tan fácil sean otras cosas. Estoy determinado
to pursue the call here
para seguir
tonight.
El llamado esta noche.
Would you clap your hands unto the Lord right
Aplaudan
now?
Sus manos aquí.
Every place.
Cada lugar.
It required a little bit more.
Requería un poquito más.
And at every place.
Y en cada lugar.
It's an opportunity
es una
to stop.
Oportunidad para parar.
But I'll tell you about those that stop and those that keep going.
Y te digo los que se paran y los que siguen.
I think about the story of Abraham.
Pienso en la historia de Abraham.
As God has told him to take Isaac, his only son,
cuando Dios le dijo, Isaac, toma tu hijo, tu único hijo,
to sacrifice on Mount Moriah.
Para sacrificar el monte Moría.
The Bible says as they begin to make their way,
la Biblia dice que cuando iban en camino,
he says that he saw the place afar off.
Dice que miró el lugar a lejos.
And when he saw it afar off,
y cuando lo miró allá,
he turned to the young men that was traveling with them.
Volteó a los jóvenes que lo estaban siguiendo.
And he said, stay here.
Y les dijo, quédense aquí.
The lad and I are going to go up to worship.
El joven y yo vamos a adorar.
I want you to understand here tonight.
Quiero que sepan esta noche.
That servants don't sacrifice.
Que los siervos no sacrifican.
They don't go and do the hard thing with the master.
Ellos no van a hacer lo difícil con el maestro.
Sons do that.
Los hijos hacen eso.
Because they are invested in the promise.
Están invertidos en la promesa.
And so I want you to understand here tonight.
So quiero que entiendan esta noche.
That when we can begin to see the place afar off.
Cuando empezamos a mirar el lugar de lejos.
There's going to be an offer.
Va a haber una ofrenda.
for you to stay here.
Una oferta para que te quedes ahí.
And we'll be back.
Y vamos a regresar.
But my God, I wonder if there's somebody in this place here tonight.
Pero me pregunto si hay alguien en este lugar
that would let the Spirit of God
que deja que el Espíritu de Dios
and the Spirit of Bishop Sutton
y el Espíritu del Obispo
and the Spirit of Pastor Collins
y el Espíritu del Pastor
to get on the inside of you here
que se meta
today
profundamente adentro de ti
and say, I'm not going to settle for anything less.
Y no voy a quedarme nada menos.
I'm not going to stay in the plain where it's easy.
No me voy a quedar en lo plano.
But I'm going to climb the mountain with you.
Pero seguiré la montaña contigo.
Because I want to pursue the call.
Porque quiero seguir el llamado.
I want to see the high places of God.
Quiero ver los lugares altos de
Dios. I want to ascend unto the hill of the Lord.
Quiero subir a la montaña del Señor.
I'm not satisfied with where I am.
No estoy satisfecho donde
estoy. But I know there's got to be more.
Pero sé que hay más.
I know there's got to be higher.
Sé que tiene que haber más alto.
I know there's got to be greater.
Sé que debe más grande.
But it's going to cause me to climb.
Pero va a causar que
is anybody willing to climb here tonight?
¿Está alguien listo a ascender?
Is anybody willing to do the hard thing?
¿Habrá alguien dispuesto a hacer lo difícil?
Is anybody willing to go further?
¿Habrá alguien que quiere ir más
lejos? Is anybody willing to go higher?
¿Alguien quiere ir más alto?
It's not easy.
No es fácil.
But it's worth it.
Pero es digno.
Is anybody willing?
¿Habrá alguien dispuesto?
To pursue the call.
Seguir el llamado.
Hallelujah. Some things inevitably.
Hay unas cosas inevitablemente.
Will have to die.
Tienen que morir.
The last place that they find themselves.
El último lugar donde se encuentran.
Is Jordan.
Es Jordán.
It is the place where Elijah will be taken up.
Es el lugar donde Elías es llevado.
And I'm closing.
Y estoy cerrando.
Well, you know I'm closing because we're at the last place.
Saben porque estamos en el lugar final.
I want to read John chapter 12.
Quiero leer Juan 12,
verse 23 to 26.
Verso 23 a 26.
And I'm sorry to the media team, I didn't give this to you.
Y disculpa, no se los di.
The Bible says, and Jesus answered them saying,
Jesús le respondió diciendo,
the hour is come.
La hora ha llegado.
That the Son of Man should be glorified.
Que el Hijo del Hombre sea glorificado.
Verily, verily, I say unto you,
de cierto os digo,
except a corn of wheat
si el grano
fall into the ground
de trigo que cae en la tierra,
and die, it abideth alone.
No muere, queda solo.
But if it die,
pero si muere,
it bringeth forth
lleva mucho,
much fruit.
Lleva mucho fruto.
He that loveth his life
el que ama su vida,
shall lose it.
La perderá.
And he that hateth his life in this world
el que odia su vida,
shall keep it unto life eternal.
En este mundo para vida eterna la guardará.
So if any man serve me,
so si alguien me sirve,
let him follow me.
Que me siga.
And where I am,
y donde yo esté,
there shall also my servant be.
Ahí también estará mi siervo.
And if any man serve me,
y si alguien me sirve,
him will my Father honor.
Él honrará a mi Padre.
And so as we pursue the call of God,
cuando seguimos el llamado de Dios,
we are pursuing the man of God.
Estamos siguiendo el varón de Dios.
We are pursuing the kingdom of God.
Estamos siguiendo el reino de Dios.
Jesus is having a season of prayer.
Jesús está orando.
And he brings the disciples, and you can stand.
Y trae sus discípulos, pónganse de pie.
And he asks,
y les pregunta,
would you pray with me but 1 hour?
Oren conmigo una hora.
Brother Josh and
hermano Josh,
they must have been tired.
Estaban cansados.
Because they fell asleep.
Porque se durmieron.
I think a part of that situation,
pienso que parte de esa situación,
was that they didn't quite understand the urgency of the moment.
Era que no entendían la urgencia de ese momento.
I think it was maybe a little bit lost upon them.
Creo que tal vez estaban perdidos.
And life is that way sometimes.
Y la vida es así a veces.
Sometimes you don't realize.
A veces no se dan cuenta.
The significance of a moment,
la importancia de un momento,
until it has passed you by,
hasta que ya pasó,
and then only in retrospect,
y luego solamente mirando para atrás,
are you able to see how big a certain moment was.
Puedes ver qué tan grande era ese momento.
But let's not allow that to happen to us here tonight.
Pero no permitan que eso suceda esta noche.
I want to suggest to you here tonight,
te quiero sugerir esta noche,
that before you right now,
que ante ti ahorita,
is an opportunity,
está una oportunidad,
to make a decision,
para hacer una decisión.
Before you here tonight,
antes de aquí esta noche,
is an opportunity,
hay una oportunidad aquí,
to be set apart,
para que seas apartado.
Jesus would teach to
Jesús enseñaba
the crowd
al grupo
that when a Roman soldier would come and ask you to carry his gear,
cuando un soldado romano te pedía que lo ayudaras,
he would say, you know what, why don't you carry it 2 miles?
Dice, ¿sabe qué? Ayúdalo 2 millas.
So what I'm asking you here tonight,
so lo que te estoy pidiendo esta noche,
is there anybody here tonight,
¿habrá alguien aquí esta noche,
that's willing to go the second mile,
que está dispuesto a ir la siguiente mía?
The first mile makes you compliant,
la primer mía es cumpliendo,
but the second mile,
pero la siguiente mía,
has the potential,
tiene la potencial,
to thrust you into greatness.
De llevarte a la grandeza.
So tonight, what I'm looking for,
esta noche lo que estoy buscando,
and what I believe God is looking for,
y lo que creo que Dios está buscando,
is that there be a group of people here tonight.
Es que hay un grupo de personas esta noche.
You're compliant.
Están cumpliendo.
You're doing the stuff, the base level stuff that you're supposed to be doing.
Están haciendo lo importante, lo que tienen que hacer.
But I wonder if there's anybody here willing to go the second mile.
Pero si hasta alguien aquí dispuesto a ir a la siguiente mía.
Anybody here tonight willing to go past Gilgal?
¿Alguien quiere ir más allá de Gilgal?
And beyond Bethel.
Y más allá de Betel.
And beyond Jericho.
Y más allá de Jericó.
And beyond the Jordan, would you come here tonight?
Y más allá del Jordán, vengan esta noche.
Would you come down tonight?
Llegan acá al frente.
Come on, in this altar right now, I want you to give you an opportunity to make a commitment unto God.
Este altar les doy una oportunidad.
That God, I won't be satisfied where I am.
Que hagan un compromiso con Dios.
I won't settle for where I am.
No me voy a quedar donde estoy.
But God, I want to pursue you more.
Dios, te quiero perseguir más.
I want to pursue you beyond where I am.
Te quiero perseguir más allá donde
Come
estoy.
On, let's pray here tonight.
Vamos a orar ahorita.
Press in right now.
Eso es, oren así.
Come on, I want you to go beyond the place that you normally go in prayer.
Quiero que vayan más allá del lugar en oración.
Come on, push yourself a little bit further.
Empújense un poquito más.
Let it ring.
need somebody to press in. Let's get beyond just enough. Let's get beyond just enough.
Press in, press in.